My name is Kirk Winans. I'm the chair of the Capital District Socialist Party. I will be your comrade of ceremonies today. We have a number of speakers up today to talk about Cuba, the revolution, the U.S. blockade, and sanctions. And, of course, this is a rally to talk about ending such blockade and sanctions and normalizing U.S.-Cuba relations, ending the suffering that the U.S. or Gaslight Empire is inflicting on the Cuban people just because we don't like their regime, or our government doesn't. I have John Cothen from Bethlehem Neighbors of Peace.
John read an open letter signed by a number of progressives calling upon President Biden to end the blockade of Cuba.
And it goes, President Joseph Biden, it is time to take a new path forward in U.S.-Cuban relations. Are making this urgent public appeal to you to reject the cruel policies put into place by the Trump White House that have created so much suffering among the Cuban people. Cuba, a country of 11 million people. How many people are there in New York State? More than that. Cuba, a country of 11 million people, is living through a difficult crisis due to the growing scarcity of food and medicine. Recent protests have drawn the world's attention to this. While the COVID-19 pandemic has proven challenging for all countries, it has been even more so for a small island under the weight of an economic embargo. We find it unconscionable, especially during a pandemic, to intentionally block the remittances and Cuba's use of global financial institutions, given that access to dollars is necessary for the importation of food and medicine. We're blocking their access to food and medicine. A country that sends doctors all over the world, a country that sends medical supplies when we have hurricanes in the south to help us, we're blocking their access to medicine. As the pandemic struck the island, its people and their government lost billions in revenue from international tourism that would normally go to their public health care system, food distribution, and economic relief. During the pandemic, Donald Trump's administration tightened the embargo, pushed aside the Obama opening, and put in place 243 so-called coercive measures that have intentionally throttled life on the island and created more suffering. The prohibition on remittances, that's the money that the people outside Cuba are sending back to Cuba. The prohibition on remittances and the end of direct commercial flights between the U.S. and Cuba are impediments to the well-being of a majority of Cuban families. President Biden, you wrote on July 12th, quote, "We stand with the Cuban people," unquote. If that is the case, we ask you to immediately sign an executive order and annul Trump's 243 coercive measures. There is no reason to maintain the Cold War politics that required the U.S. to treat Cuba as an existential enemy rather than a neighbor. Instead of maintaining the path set by Trump in his efforts to undo President Obama's opening to Cuba, we call on you to move forward. Resume the opening, the Obama opening, and begin the process of ending the embargo. Ending the severe shortages of food and medicine must be top priority. On the 23rd of June, most of the member states of the United Nations, thank you, ask the U.S. to end the embargo. That was the entire General Assembly except for the United States and Israel. All the rest voted to end the embargo. For the past 30 years, this has been the consistent position of the majority of member states of the U.N. In addition, the U.N. wrote a letter to the U.S. government in April regarding the sanctions on Cuba. In the pandemic emergency, they wrote, the lack of will of the U.S. government to suspend sanctions must lead to a higher risk of suffering in Cuba. We ask you, to end the Trump coercive measures and return to the Obama opening, or even better, begin the process of ending the embargo and fully normalizing relations between the United States.
We next hear from Mabel Leon, a Schenectady resident with Albany Cuba Solidarity and Pastors for Peace.
Some of our members from Albany Cuba Solidarity are not here today because they're in Washington, D.C. They're in Washington, D.C. greeting people, Cuban Americans, who have walked from Miami to Washington, D.C., with a petition calling for an end to the embargo. I have been appalled listening to our press and listening to our president, who I voted for. President Biden called Cuba a failed state. A failed state because it's communist. A failed state, that provides free health care to all its citizens. A failed state that provides free education to all its citizens. Proof is in the pudding when you look at health indicators. There is longer longevity in Cuba than there is in the richest nation in the world, the United States. They have a much lower rate of infant mortality than we do, particularly if you look at areas where poor people are, the country or inner cities, where the rate of infant mortality is horrendous. It is quite low in Cuba. That is a result of their healthcare system for all. The current situation in Cuba needs to be put in context. There is a COVID crisis, a global economic crisis, and Cuba has been suffering. It depends a great deal on tourism, which you have heard from other speakers, and that has been cut off with COVID. And the embargo has a stranglehold. Cuba does not export violence, to pick up on John's issue. Cuba does not violate the security of other nations. Cuba exports healing. Cuba exports doctors and sends more doctors around the world than the UN. When there was an Ebola crisis, the United States was busy building facilities. By the time they completed those facilities, the Ebola crisis was over. What did Cuba do? It sent health practitioners on the ground. They have done that over and over and over again. Is Cuba a threat? No. Cuba, we need Cuba. Right. Now, gonna talk a little bit. People have talked about, Obama loosened things. He allowed people to talk. He didn't eliminate the embargo. And they did not really end up making capital. They restrict all the capital that goes to Cuba. You can't run a country if you don't have access to capital or loans. And Cuba is restricted from that. Now, that has been intensified under Trump and continued under Biden. In addition, Trump, you've heard people talk about remittances. Those remittances are a lifeline for the Cuban people, from the people in the United States. Those have been severely limited. There was a restriction made that Americans could not stay at hotels if the government was involved. Cuba has a policy of owning 50% of all hotels and economic endeavors because they don't want it to turn into a capitalist country. Essentially, tourists are banned from going to hotels. Obviously, the embargo, it has collectively punished the Cuban people. And that is unacceptable and must be eliminated. So we have several jobs. The first job is for us not only to come to demonstrations, but to contact all our Congress people and to articulate end the embargo. Secondly, we can do something concrete. Pastors for Peace has this campaign to raise money for medicine, which they're going to buy wholesale and take to Cuba.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.